ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. On your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
I think it's part of Summer Grandstand as well. We're going to have your son, Jake, on tomorrow. So, geez, he's had a good start. Jake Lehman.
My son's on tomorrow.
He's going to do an interview with Q.
Oh, tell him to watch the ball. He got hit in the head twice this week.
Somehow I feel like that'll get back.
Yeah, he's been in good form, hasn't he? He batted well the other day in Perth, 96. Nervous dad, I watched all his batting. So I'm terrible watching my son.
Jake Lehman, welcome to Summer Grandstand. How are you?
All good, thank you. Thank you for having me. That was funny to listen to then.
Well, I was with Dad working on the game, which, well, got washed out back on, what day was that? Wednesday in Canberra. And he wasn't as complimentary of the shot that you tried to play over cover when you were on 96 in the first innings. But well done on your 96. You want to explain a little more about what happened?
Oh, no, he's a funny one like that. He's obviously always nervous and we're always talking about cricket and, you know, what I could have done better or what I should do next time. And obviously when you're on 96 and you hit one head high straight to Cameron Green, who's a great fielder, he wasn't too happy with that. He just said, just launch it straight at the whacker is the fastest way home.
Three rounds in, no wins. Is this the drought-breaking hangover, Jake? What's going on with the Sackers?
No, I think we've actually just had a little bit of a slow start in terms of some of our player availability as well. You know, we missed a few boys away with the Aussie A tours in India, and we've had a few injuries mainly to our bowlers, and they've slowly come back in, and we probably had nearly a full-strength team this week over here in Perth, and I think we started to play a lot better cricket this week. We played a bit of a more positive brand that we played last year. So I think if we can continue that into next week with the availability of Kez and Heddy, I think, next week, hopefully we can get our first win for the year.
So you go down and play Tassie at Bellerive. So this was the whacker game, draw between South Australia and Western Australia. There was a draw at the Gabba between New South Wales and Queensland, and Victoria made it three wins from three starts with a victory over Tassie. I think, Jake, because you were facing him, Brendan Doggett's numbers jumped out on return from injury, and we know that he's been around a few Australian test squads. What was it like seeing him back in action?
Yeah, I think Brendan's been awesome since he's come down to South Australia for us. Every time he's played, he's added an element of, you know, of fast bowling, but also can swing it up top with the newie. So I feel like if he gets a go at some point during the Ashes, I would have no doubt in my mind that he will be successful because of the fact that, you know, he can take the new ball, he can bowl through the middle, or he can bowl bounces. He's quite adaptable to any situation or any surface that might arise. So, no, he's a phenomenal cricketer and an even better bloke, actually, off the field. So, I'd love to see that for him.
Yeah, and, I mean, we're used to asking Dad the tough questions, and this is a hard one. I think we look at Doggett in the group with McAndrew, and I'm just wondering, Jake, they offer something a little bit different, but when you're in the nets facing McAndrew and Doggett, what are the two things that are different in the different offerings for two guys that we do think are ready to go to the next level?
Oh, yeah. McAndrew is also a class bowler. He probably uses, his variations a little bit more, like over the wicket, around the wicket to the left-handers. He probably uses the seam a little bit more, tries to get a little bit more out of the surface, and doesn't solely rely on air speed at times. So he's a very skillful bowler as well. And I don't know, off the top of my head, I reckon he'd probably be, over the last 3 years, the leading wicket taker in Shield cricket or close to. So the stats and the numbers also say that.
Jake Lehman with you. It's Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport live from Flemington. Now, everyone's talking about the Ashes and state cricket. Just take us into the sheds and your peers, Jake. I mean, we heard Matthew Renshaw in the lead into his one day debut saying that he's taken the app off his phone. He used to look at the scores all the time. I assume it's a bit of each his own. But when you've got a big summer like this and you're around the start of a Shield season, what's it like when you with the guys talking about performances and selections and so forth?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of noise around cricket, especially in an Ashes year. And at the moment, I guess for the first time in the Australian side, that there's a few spots up for grabs as such. But, you know, I agree with Renshaw around, you know, trying to control what you can control. And sometimes putting the phone down is the best thing to do. But you're never going to stop the chat from the media or the chat around the change rooms. You know, like we're playing Cam Green this week and talking about the team and what could happen. And we've got Nathan McSweeney there as well with Jason Sanger. And, you know, like, so the conversations are happening, but I guess when you just rock up to play cricket, how can you best perform and not think about next week or what could happen in the future and just try and stay in the present as much as you can.
And how did McSweeney bat? Obviously got 100 in that game, and he's the one that's been, well, this time last year he was getting ready for the first test.
Yeah, I'm going to keep saying his name definitely across the media because I feel like there's been a few other names floated out there, but he batted brilliantly this week, and he's already had a taste of it. And he, unfortunately, probably got bummered a little bit. And I feel like if he got another crack with the way he's batting again, he's only in the last year he's only got becoming a better player each and every game, and he's a terrific leader and he's a terrific like cricket brain. So I think he understands what he needs to do to be successful at the level. So I've got full faith in him if he got another opportunity.
Jake Lehman with you on Summer Grandstand. Now we're at the races today. Are you like Dad? You keep an eye on the form?
Yeah, 100%. We're actually at the airport at the moment, and there's a few keen punters going around. So hasn't been my greatest start to the day, but hopefully a few late in. Fangirl, I like Fangirl this afternoon, so hopefully that she can get prior to Jenny.
Okay, so that's in the Empire Rose Stakes at yeah. 5 o'clock locally here. You got one for the Derby, or you didn't worry, or what about in Sydney?
Not off the top of my head, but yeah, no.
Okay, that's all right. I just thought I'd ask. Fangirl later on today. Well, Jake will have a look at that. Just those Sydney races, a lot of the Everest horses going around in the Russell Boarding Stakes, and then of course the $10 million Golden Eagle. So, Jake, all the best for you and for the team. When do you go down to Tassie? Game starts what, Monday week?
Yeah, we've got 4 or 5 days at home now, so try and get some good preparation done. And focus on Tassie next week. We've got a 4-day game and a 1-day game down there. So it's exciting, and it will be exciting because, like I said before, I'm pretty sure we're going to have Travis and Kez for the game as well. And it's awesome when you get your Australian cricketers back to play Shield cricket. And I think that also brings a lot of viewers' eyes onto the game, watching around the grounds at the moment with everyone playing. It really increases the standard with Steve Smith, Gwaja, Munns, all up in Queensland playing this week, and, you know, Cam Green and that playing this week over here. So, yeah, it's awesome to play in a competition when everyone's playing.
Good on you, Jake. All the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you.